And they got off to a massive flyer, which I'm sure would have concerned Lewis Taylor from the Brisbane Lions, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Lewis, good morning.
How's it going?
Going well, mate. Going very well. Did it set you on your heels a bit, the start that they had, the Gold Coast Suns, or did you expect some sort of reaction after the week that they encountered?
Yeah, we sort of spoke during the week about what sort of happened down there, but they came out and confirmed they were up and about, but yeah, we sort of spoke about that, but that first quarter contested ball and that sort of stuff was down for us, but luckily enough, in the second quarter, we were able to sort of fight our way back and get ourselves back into it.
Louis, down here in Victoria, we just we watched the game and it looked a bit fiery, obviously with Zorko and Sexton. Is the rivalry real?
Yeah, I definitely think it is. The boys speak about it during the week, but we want to be the premier team up in Queensland, and we spoke about that during the week. And I suppose, luckily enough, we got the 4 points, and that's definitely a rivalry that we think's real and want to create for the years to come.
And your game personally, I look at yourself and Rockcliffe and these sort of guys. Has Fags encouraged you guys to go forward more with the ball and just really back your forwards in a contest?
Yeah, definitely. Just play footy is probably the main point that Fags has brought in. He's been fantastic all year, and so that's probably a huge credit to him. But he's probably just let us play footy a little bit more, and that really showed last night with our ball moving after that, probably that first quarter. But he's been fantastic all year, Fags.
It seems that, Lewis, Chris has helped you get back to the form that saw you win the Rising Star. You sort of seem to be taking the game on again and really being that electrifying player you were when you first started your career.
He's been fantastic for me all year. As I said, he's just come in and said, probably just play footy, which is, as you get drafted to play footy. So, he's been fantastic. He's a great coach, and his relationship stuff's been fantastic through the whole club. He's just a great bloke to get along with, which I think is first, mostly important. I couldn't fault Chris this year, but yeah, he's been fantastic.
And it was a real test for you on Saturday night, as Daniel was alluding to before, that the Suns got the hot start. You weren't playing very well, but you were able to steady and get the game back on your terms quite quickly in that second quarter. That must have pleased the coach.
Yeah, well, he came down at quarter time and he wasn't too happy, after quarter time, we sort of fought our way back, and it was lucky enough to get the win for him last night, and for the fans mostly, probably last night, we've sort of been playing some pretty good footy, and we thought that if we played our good footy last night, we'd be able to get a win for our supporters and fans that have been showing up to the Gabba each week and across the state. So it was a bit of a reward for effort last night for the boys, but we got the win, which was great.
Was it an old-fashioned bake or cook from Fags, or did you just come down and say, this area and this area we need to clean up?
No, he sort of come down. It wasn't his biggest bake, but he came down. Contested footy was obviously a focus there, and not his biggest bake I've seen. But he's usually pretty calm and collected, Fags. But he came down. He was cool and calm, and we went out there in the second quarter and fought our way back, which was good.
And that was an amazing reminder to the footy world of how good Dane Beams is.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he was fantastic last night. Just a good captain's game, 4 goals, I think. Really set the standard for the night and just led from the front, which was great to see.
Hey, Lewis, how important is it to you and to Chris Fagan and the club that you don't win the wooden spoon? I mean, currently you're sitting on the bottom of the ladder, but 5 wins is still not a bad return. You've got a couple of games to go to do something about that. Is it important that you don't win it, or does it really not matter in the grand scheme of things?
No, definitely. We've sort of spoken about that. We don't want to finish last. You never want to finish last on the ladder. So, still a couple of games to go. I think we've got Melbourne this week, so it's going to be a tough one. Down at the MCG, love playing on the MCG. So the boys are getting keen to get down there. So hopefully we can take a bit of form down there and start how we finish the game and try and take it to Melbourne and try and finish finish off the year strong so he can lead into that pre-season and take it in 2018.
There has been some difficult periods through the year and difficult games, with, as you would expect, through an inexperienced group. But there's been also some real highlights and some real shows of strength and solidarity and a bright future. Have you been surprised, or were you expecting this sort of rally from the boys this year, that once it all came together and the place was back in harmony, so to speak, that you'd be able to get this sort of momentum and start building again?
Yeah, 100%. Ever since the start of pre-season, the boys have been putting in the work. So I suppose now we're just sort of just finding the reward for the work we've put in, and we're starting to play some not too bad footy and being able to match it with some pretty good sides. So I suppose once that confidence is there, and we start believing that we can, and that's when and the good footy's starting to show. So hopefully we can take that into this weekend when we take on the Dees.
How different is the footy club this year compared to last year? I mean, just to turn up to work during the week and feel like things are moving forward. Is it a significant difference?
Yeah, I suppose there's a fair difference. But some of the people that have been brought in, which has obviously made a huge impact on the club. Yeah, this time last year, it was pretty different. But, we're looking forward to finish off the year strong. So all the boys are up and about, and hopefully we've got these and Kangaroos, so hopefully we can take it up to them and play some pretty good footy.
Well, that's the challenge for the next couple of weeks, to finish it off and get yourselves rolling for pre-season and make sure 2018 is going to be a big one, Lewis. We appreciate your time, mate. Well done on the weekend. We'll look forward to seeing you against the Dees this week at the MCG.
No worries at all. Thanks for that, boys.
Lewis Taylor, one of the fine young players for the Brisbane Lions, had 25 disposals and kicked 2 snags on the weekend as part of their surge.